外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4カ国語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はニュージーランド出身のペイジと
アメリカ出身のタイラと
インドネシア出身のエルザと
エジプト出身のハズンです。
今月のテーマはお出かけと自転車のマナーです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean and Easy Japanese. My name is Paige and I'm from New Zealand.
My name is Tyler and I'm from America.
My name is Elsa and I'm from Indonesia.
My name is Hazem and I'm from Egypt.
Today's topics are fun outings and bicycle manners. Of course, living in Sendai, it's a very bicycle friendly city.So I'm sure that most of us own a bicycle since moving to Sendai.
Yep.
Do you have any favorite spots or places that you like to travel to in Sendai using your bikes?
I like to go to the east, go east to the ocean. It's around Orochimachi, I think. It's a flat biking from the city center to the ocean, so it's pretty cool to go there.
Well, I oftentimes I like to do a little bit of exercise when bike. I really don't.A lot of times have anywhere in particular that I'm going. But if you go a little bit to the south, there's the river where Hirose Gawa turns into Natori Gawa. Along there, there's a wonderful long bike trail that goes all the way out to the ocean. And especially on a really good day with very nice weather, I love going down there. And, you know, it takes about maybe 4 or 5 hours to probably do the whole thing. But it's either really good exercise and it's just a nice way to just kind of clear your mind and enjoy the views.
How about you, Elsa?
Usually you just go to the station or go around my neighborhood to visit my friends. Usually using bicycle is very convenient since I like to, you know, stop by shops or, you know, go to the supermarket on my way. And then it's very convenient if I have my bicycle with me because, you know, I don't know how much of the belongings that I will be ended up having, you know.When I go back to my home, so having bicycle is very convenient for me as well. And also for my favorite spot, of course, I like to go to the station and also I like to go to the library or campus. And I like to go to the Mediatek. Before Corona hit, I go to the Mediatek for like more than like 2 or 3 times a week.
So it sounds like we all use maybe bicycles more than we use public transport.
Yeah, that's me for sure. I use bicycle more than public transportation. Yeah.
You know, it's especially with coronavirus and everything, a lot of times you want to kind of get out of the house a little bit more. And rather than being cooped up inside of a train or a subway with a bunch of other people, getting on that bicycle and kind of just go along with doing your own thing, I think is a really nice way to kind of...To just kind of relieve that stress, just really clear to your mind. I think it's really wonderful for that.
I think for Sendai, sometimes it's actually faster just to bike
to take
another subway by the time, because a lot of the stations are very, very deep. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it takes 5 minutes just to get down the stairs into the platform.
Right.
I have to make at least one transfer on the line from my place to where I work.And it probably takes me about 25 or 30 minutes to do that. I can even walk, I think, in the exact same amount of time it takes me to do with all the transfers and everything. And biking is certainly faster.
I think also, like, if you compare, like, biking to using a bus, it's also shorter if you use a bicycle. Because some buses are not on time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, especially if you're taking a bus on a rush hour, it takes a long time. So biking is really convenient, I think.
What about some unforgettable memories or experiences on your bikes?
Oh yeah, I've had some... I still remember when I went down from Aobayama campus, so it was like a slope, which is really steep. And I used to have a mountain bike back then, and I went up the hill. It was tiring, you know, when I arrived there.I could not even concentrate on the classes because I was just simply too tired. And then after I finished the classes, I went down the hill and in front of me, there was the campus bus. Yeah, back then it was before Corona. And then we arrived at Kawauchi, which is like went down the hill. you know, almost at the same time with the bus. So that means that I actually went down the hill with the same speed with the, you know, with the campus bus. That was really scary. But when you arrive down there, you just realize that, oh no, okay, so I went down about like 40 kilometers in an hour, apparently. So it was pretty scary. So I didn't go up the hill using bicycle anymore because this was just, you know, too scary for me.
Especially if you have to stop, right?
Like
at the end of the hill or anything.
Right.
Yeah, I've had a similar experience. Yeah, I biked out to Akiyu once.
Wow, that's pretty far.
Yeah, it's about 20 kilometers each way. I ran about Kuzuoka. It gets pretty hilly, and I was on the footpath because I was like, oh, I just want to be safe. But it turns out the footpath was downhill and very lumpy from tree roots, and I honestly thought I was going to fall off my bike. It was just so rough, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't control my bike. It's very, very scary when you're going down hills, and
you have to be very confident when you go down the hill.
You can't always rely on your brakes either.
Yeah. Exactly.
One time I made the decision to go up to, actually it's the Yasomen, and they have some radio towers up that way, and I just kind of wanted to see it. And going uphill was difficult, which is pretty tough. But then when I said, okay, well, I went up, that's the hardest part. I'm at the top now. Now I can just go down as fast as I want. I realized that the brakes on my bike weren't really quite up to the task. And I almost ran off the road and probably could have gotten pretty injured. So that's why a lot of times you'll see these signs that say, get off and walk your bike down this section since it's steep. Yeah. That's why. So it's a good idea to follow that.
I had some troubles with brakes as well. I changed my bicycle because like I can't do anything for the brakes anymore, so I just decided to get a new bicycle because you know, changing the brakes and, you know, doing maintenance on the brakes are actually pretty expensive.
Yeah.
I think I did the same when my wheel broke on my bike. I just bought a new bike because it was going to cost less to buy a new bike than it was. And how about bike manners? How do you find bike manners in Japan?
I'd say it's pretty strict compared to other countries, I think. It's, as you can expect from Japan, like there are strict rules for everything. So I'd say it's pretty strict.
Although you don't have to wear helmets here, which is different.
It's advisable to wear a helmet, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
Especially if you go downhill.
Yeah, you definitely need a helmet.
I mean, I actually had bought one. I did it, and if I'm just going to work or something and I'm kind of going slow on the sidewalks, I'm not too worried about it. But if I go long distances and I'm going pretty quick, maybe sometimes I go out like to the Arahama area. So it's a good idea to wear a helmet, I think, just in case if you ever do fall off or something and bad happens.
Yeah, especially if you're riding on the roads, I think it's really good to have a helmet. Another thing in Japan is insurance on your bike is compulsory because if you cause an accident and injure someone else, you have to pay quite a bit of money. So a few years ago, Sendai decided that it would be compulsory for everyone.
Yeah, well, luckily, it's not too difficult to get it. There's certain ways. There's a TS mark, and you can even go to a convenience store and just get kind of a basic personal liability insurance package.
I definitely recommend the TS mark. So if you say, oh, this part of my bike is maybe I need to get this changed, or can you like tighten my brakes or just do a little maintenance, they'll do that for free.
Oh.
And then you just pay 3,000 yen, which is around about the same as what you pay for insurance at the convenience store, but you don't actually get anything fixed. TS mark is surprisingly actually quite good.
My friend who's not in Sendai, like she had a bad experience of not having her bicycle registered with insurance. And at that time, like she had some kind of accident with a man who it was actually his mistake, like not her mistake. It was like he was using his car, so they almost had an accident there. And then that man was really mad at her, and he demanded compensation because of, you know, all the things that she caused to his car. But apparently, based on like the eyewitness around there, it was the man who did the thing first. The man did not really, you know, drive carefully, and he hits her, you know, her bicycle, and then that caused like some kind of dent. And then like the eyewitness called police, and then, you know, the things were settled down. Like she did not really have to pay anything.
I hope she wasn't injured.
She was injured.
Oh no.
She was injured. He was fine. His car just had a little bit of dent.
A car can be replaced, but you can't replace body parts.
Exactly, yeah. So yeah, insurance is important.
That is one thing which is a little bit different about Japan that I didn't realize when I first came here, is that normally in America, drivers get really angry when you're in the road. And there's not really very clear laws as to whether or not you're supposed to be on the road or on the sidewalk. But here in Japan, you're actually supposed to mainly be on the roads. Unless, of course, they have the little sign which says it's okay to be on the sidewalk. And that still takes a lot of getting used to for me, because there's cars that kind of whiz past you. And like you said, we have already had experiences just we've been talking about here, people getting hit. Luckily, I haven't had anything happen like that, but it's always in the back of my mind when you have cars coming up behind you.
Yeah, right. It's pretty scary.
Sometimes cars will like shout at you and like toot their horn because they think that you're in the way, but technically, like for example, I passed a bus and I had to go outside because the bus was like, they had their hazard lights on, so they weren't moving. And I went out into the next, slightly over into the next lane, and a woman like swerved at me. Because she was maybe scared that I was gonna try and cross over the road, but
actually, like what I know, so like the road said, like you have to be in the road, but around the, especially around the city center, around the station, most people ride on the sidewalk.
If you ride on the sidewalk, like you could stop, you know, people can get away with it, like, people can, you know, escape from that, but.
It's difficult to avoid being hit by cars
by
sometimes.
Cars, exactly.
But if you read the rule, like, you have to be on the road. Mainly, you are a vehicle and you're treated as a vehicle, not as a.
So we've had a really good conversation about bikes
That's
here
cool,
today.
Yeah.
And next we have some notices from Sentia. So make sure to follow the rules and manners when riding bikes. Some manners include not using umbrellas or smartphones while riding your bike. That's actually against the law. Same as using earphones or headphones while riding. If police catch you, they will give you either a red card for the first offense, and then next time you will get a fine, which is actually quite a sum of money. So definitely don't use your earphones or headphones while riding. Next is having two people on the same bike, unless you have child seats and you're carrying children. Next is having lights on the front of your bike. So this is really important. You need to be able to see in the dark, and other people need to be able to see you coming. And don't drink alcohol and ride your bike. So this is also an offense in Japan. Bikes are treated the same as cars, and there's a zero tolerance for alcohol and driving.
And yeah, don't forget, you have to ride on one row. Like if you're riding with your friend on two bicycles, go on one row.
Oh yes, that's a good one, definitely.
Yeah.
Next is insurance, as we spoke about earlier. So you do need to be enrolled in insurance. So if you injure someone with your bike, you may have to actually pay quite a large sum of money, which can be more than hundreds of thousands of yen, even millions at times, if you have quite a bad accident. So you can use, as we spoke about earlier, the TS mark, or purchasing it from a convenience store. And lastly is bike parking. Often you'll see a lot of people park their bikes illegally here in Japan. And as soon as one person parks their bikes, a lot of people think, oh, I'll do that too. People will come and collect those bikes. So make sure to leave your bike in bike parking areas. So some of them are paid. There are certain spots in Sendai where you can get 2 hours for free. So like around Kotodai Koen, there's some free bike parking there. Around Sendai Station, Parko 2. So they have 3 hours for free. If you just don't lose the card. If you lose the card, you have to pay 1,000 yen or 10,000 yen or something. So please make sure to follow these rules and manners so that everyone can have fun riding and also be safe. So that's all we have for today. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in again next time.